At Coronation, we take an active approach to fixed interest investments. Every decision we take is driven by proprietary research, and we take into account the full spectrum of potential return enhancers offered by the market. Critical is how we view changing market conditions and our response in terms of how we position the duration of the portfolio. So what is our current market outlook? We currently believe that we've reached the bottom of both the inflation and interest rate cycle in South Africa. The Reserve Bank has to date erred on the side of caution by keeping interest rates at their lowest level in 30 years at 5.5%. However, given the inflationary pressures that are building in the underlying economy, particularly rising food and oil prices, it appears likely that the next move is up, either later this year or early in 2012. As a result, the two key themes we are implementing in our fixed interest portfolios include running shorter duration positions and holding inflation-linked bonds. Let's start with why we are running shorter duration positions. A common mistake made among non-professional investors is that bonds are risk-free investments. Two main risks that can affect the investment value of a bond is credit risk, which is a risk that the issuer of the bond will be unable to pay back your capital when the bond matures, and interest rate risk. Interest rate risk refers to the possibility that the price of a bond will decrease in value due to rising interest rates. How does this work? Take, for example, a bond that pays a fixed rate of interest over a period of 10 years. Should market rates rise after the bond's fixed rate has been set, the relatively lower fixed rate of the bond compared to the market rates will become less attractive, meaning that the price of the bond will decrease in value and the investor will lose capital. The opposite applies when the market rates decrease. As a measure of a fund's sensitivity to interest rate risk, bonds with a higher duration carry more interest rate risk, while bonds with a shorter duration carry less interest rate risk. In light of our view that interest rates have bottomed, we are running shorter duration positions, therefore reducing the interest rate risk within our fixed interest portfolios. Why are we holding inflation-linked bonds? During inflation upswings, inflation-linked bonds offer both inflation protection and an uplift in yield, making them a great diversifier in a long-term multi-asset portfolio. However, the fundamental benefit of holding inflation-linked bonds is that they are less correlated to other asset classes and therefore reduce overall volatility within a portfolio. We have been accumulating inflation-linked bonds during a time of falling inflation, in other words, when they were attractively priced yet unattractive to many other investors. While some have questioned the timing of our purchases, we feel comfortable knowing that once inflation is on the rise, as we believe will be the case in the near future, availability of these assets may be tight. How are we implementing these views in our funds? During 2010, our flagship fixed interest fund, Coronation Strategic Income, was well positioned to benefit from the declining interest rate environment and delivered an exceptional return of 11.2% for the calendar year. That equated to an outperformance of 4% over cash. However, in a rising interest rate environment, we believe it will be a lot more challenging to outperform cash by such margins. Given the changing environment, then how is Strategic Income positioned to generate strong returns for investors? As indicated, the fund currently has a substantial holding of almost 17% in inflation-linked bonds, which we believe will offer inflation protection and an uplift in yield. We also have a holding of 33% in floating-rate notes. While most bonds pay a fixed interest rate, the interest rate paid by floating-rate notes are variable and reflect the changes in market interest rates. Given that these instruments offer a yield pickup of on average 0.7% over prevailing money market rates, it makes sense to favour floating rate notes when interest rates start to rise. Finally, we maintain significant exposure of around 29% of the fund to good quality corporate bonds that are trading at what we believe to be attractive spreads over government bonds. We believe Strategic Income is an intelligent alternative to a money market fund. It will reach its 10-year track record in July of this year and has delivered superior performance over the long term.